at a place called Calvary. Just one look made a difference in me. I'll never be the same since for me stood the shame. I took one look, Lord, it changed it all for me. I said I'd live my life of ease with its pleasures as I pleased. I did not worry what the future had for me. They made me look toward Calvary, where they said he hang for me. I took one look, Lord, it changed it all for me. I took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look made a difference in me. I'll never be the same since I gazed upon that scene. I took one look and forever I'm free. You say, Brother Collins, what good will one look do? Well, the children of Israel had sinned again. As judgment, serpents crawled in the camp and did their deadly judgment. People were dying everywhere as fiery serpents were in the camp of Israel. Moses cried out to God. God said, take you a brazen serpent and cast it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every man that shall look upon that brazen serpent shall live. Amen. Hundreds of years later, Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. In another place, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Ah, look away from yourself and your sins and even your failures tonight. Look at Calvary. That's our only hope. We just got one chance, and that's Calvary. Hallelujah. How about it? That's not too much, is it? Look to Him. Believe on Him. I didn't know I was so wrong. And I said I'd get along without religion that demands so much of me. But then I saw His bloodied brow, His back, His hands, His feet, and how His side flowed crimson. And He said, it was for me. Took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look made a difference in me. Oh, I'll never be the same since for me stood the shame. I took one look and forever I'm free. She looked away one time, and the blood prevailed. when there was no hope and no help, the blood prevailed. Yes, there's still power in that same blood. Sooner or later, in your prayer, you're going to have to trust. I took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look, it made a difference in me. I know I'll never be the same. Since for me stood the shame, I took one look, and forever I'm free. I didn't know I was so wrong, and I said I'd get along without religion that demands so much of me. But then I saw his bloody brow, his back, his hands, his feet, and how his side flowed crimson. Lord, he said it was for me. I took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look made a difference in me. Oh, I'll never be the same. Since for me stood the shame, I took one look, and forever I'm free. I was a revival in Goosen Bottom, Jessup, Kentucky, not far from where the Hatfields tied the McCoy boys to the pawpaw bushes. And Devil Ant's Hatfield's brother died from the wounds he got at the election. He shot the McCoy boys, and the Hatfield-McCoy feud was on. As a revival, Brother Ralph Ward. One morning I woke up. Here it was. I reached over and got a piece of scrap paper, wrote this song out. Since then, Ralph Ward, the pastor, backslid and went out into the world. Oh, he's making money mining coal. I heard lately that Ralph has come back to God. I hope it's so. I heard he was praying anyhow. Sooner or later, we're going to have to make the decision to trust what he done, Jesus did. After a while, you'll pray all you can pray, and a big dark memory of all your failures will loom up before you. The devil will tell you you can't make it. But take another look, because what Jesus did was for you. He took your place. Hallelujah. Think of it. I don't have to go to hell. He took my place. I don't have to perish. He took my place. I don't have to go to a backslider's oblivion. He took my place. Amen. Praise God. Just turn around from everything else and look to God. I took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look made the difference in me. Oh, I'll never be the same. Since I gazed upon that scene, I took one look, and forever I'm free. Raise your hands and praise him for. Hallelujah. Glory. As they keep playing. Amen. I'm reading in St. John, chapter 6 and 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And listen to this. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Ah, let me lay my all on that altar. Because I know tonight I can't even come unless God had something to do with it. But because he did, I can take that trek, that walk down the aisle, fall on my face, or fall on my face anywhere for that matter. Amen. Woo, anywhere. Yes. Let me read you another one. 44th verse, same chapter. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Have you felt something pulling tonight? Something drawing tonight? Hallelujah! Have you felt that gravitational pull drawing you to God? Oh, there's other forces that'll pull you the other way, sure. Like a magnet, the devil will turn on all his power and try to pull you back the other way, but just sort of fall, if you will, toward Jesus. Fall on Jesus. Fall on that rock. Oh, if you fall on that rock tonight, the Bible said you'll be broken. But a broken and contrite heart, he won't despise. Fall on that rock and let him break you. Because he said, upon whomsoever that rock shall fall, it will grind him to powder. You want to fall on the rock tonight. You don't want the rock to fall on you. Fall on Jesus tonight. Don't let Jesus fall on you. Amen. Another one. 65th verse. Same chapter. Therefore, I say unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given him of my Father. Oh, this very moment, God's opening the door. This whole weekend, he's been opening the door. You don't need to make any more excuses. Quit that. You don't need to protest anymore. Hush. Amen. You don't need to give any more reasons. Be it far from us. We need to surrender. Sweet surrender. Amen. God's opened the door for you tonight. Listen to this. Listen to this, same chapter, 58th verse. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Amen. It showed pictures of relief agencies throwing bread to a crowd, and desperately those refugees in Kosovo, Macedonia, and other nations around. Those refugees catching that bread. Hungry. cold, sleeping on the ground outside at night, hungry and cold. Amen. But I never read anywhere, I never saw or heard anywhere any of them calling on Jesus. You know, the kind of bread they need is that true bread that came down from heaven. You know what the big problem in all of Macedonia? That's what it all used to be called. All Yugoslavia used to be Macedonia. Alexander named it after his father Macedon, and it became known as Macedonia. It was Paul that heard that Macedonian call. God forbid him to preach any more in Asia. He said, well, I'll go over here and preach in this town. God said, no, that's still Asia. Paul didn't argue anymore. He went to sleep. In two letters in the New Testament, all that was Macedonia. They had the greatest preacher that ever wore shoe leather outside of Jesus. God sent them the chief of the apostles. They had it first. All of Yugoslavia had it first. But the sad fact of history is that they that had it first are the ones who reject it first. You know the trouble of Yugoslavia, Kosovo, Macedonia, all around, sin. It's sin. We thought we'd help by bombing Yugoslavia, but we just made it worse. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Oh, the desolation. Oh, the tears they're shedding. Most of those will never see their boys again, their daddy again, because all the young men, they took them and shot them. Or put them in prison to use for human shields if and when NATO decides to send ground troops and tanks in. And so here we are. Until we repent of sin, it just gets worse. Sin caused it all, and Jesus is the only cure for sin. Hallelujah. Let us pray that in all of this terrible stuff, all this genocide, all this terror, all this heartache, all this grief, all this loss, all these horrible, horrible atrocities, that they'll do like a few Jews did at Treblinka. Some of the Jews at Treblinka would sit in the middle of the floor at night in their barracks, and they would dream up the most horrible curse words they could think of. They would fashion the most horrible words that they could hurl at God, and they would curse God that He allowed the Jews to get into such a place. But some were so shocked at the blasphemy and the cursing and the stark misery and death, that they humbled themselves. Not many, but a few, and said, oh God, we must have done some terrible sin that this has happened to us. Oh God, forgive us. I know what that sin was. They nailed Jesus to the cross. And now they're rejecting Him. And that's the worst thing you can do tonight, is reject Him. Because in effect, you're putting the nails in His hands again. You're nailing His feet to the cross again. If we backslide and turn away from God, that is a dangerous thing. He said there's some that they can't find repentance anymore. No place found for it. Because they've crucified the Lord of flesh. and counted the blood of the covenant, whether if they were sanctified an unholy thing. Amen. Don't go too far. Don't stay too long. Make a mad run for it tonight. The door's open. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, but he that eateth this bread shall live forever. Think of it. Amen. If all the saints die tonight, we didn't lose a man, because they're very much alive on the other side. He's not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. And Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is still very much alive on the other side. Praise God. Hey, and if you'll trust Jesus, you'll never die. Goodbye here's hell over there. Goodbye here's to have a camp meeting in a better garden, Richard, where the roses never fade, where the soul never dies. I've carried a picture in my pocketbook for 48 years of my mama when she was 40. I had it put in plastic the other day because I just about wore it out. And so I had it fixed where it wouldn't wear out anymore. But I got some more pictures that they took in the old folks' home. And you wouldn't think it was the same person, my mom when she was 40 and my mama when she was 78 and 79. And she told me, as she cried that last day we was there on Friday, oh, she firmed up and she nerved up and she rejoiced with us on Thursday. But Friday, she's crying again. Big old Eddie Hill up the hall. He said, come here, Brother Cobbins. I got something I won't tell you. Can't talk plain quiet. He said, you may not know it, but your mama cries a lot. I knew it. And for so many reasons, Mama cried. Mama cried because she's lonely. Mama cried because she's sick. And when I showed her the pictures of my beautiful grandchildren and children, she cried. She broke down and cried. Because they'd grown up and she had missed it. And now she was looking at the pictures. Those pictures you took, Sandra, it don't look like the same woman I carry in my pocket. But even the one I carry in my pocket, she was in such trouble, such mental problems. Drugs, demons were already tormenting my mama. Amen. But it's the best one of God. But she prayed good the last years. Sister Rosie visited her often. She prayed with us. I said, on Friday, what's the matter, Mama? She cried. She said, I'm a hurting, son. I got her under the armpits and raised her up in her chair to change her position. I thought it was those bed sores. That wasn't it. It was a cancer way down inside that would take her out almost to the day, 5 months after Dad had his untimely death. Listen to this. Jesus said, amen, he that eateth this bread shall live forever. Now there's a garden just over yonder where people never grow old, Brother Croucher. Where Mom won't be forever young, Brother Burns. Bless God heal Rob Spencer's mom. Won't be long until that poor little woman will bid farewell. But all she got to do is trust Jesus. She'll have a new body just over yonder. A new home just over yonder. I fixed the house up. Moved Dad back in it. I put a bathroom in the corner of both bedrooms. Hot water in the kitchen sink. But all the time my mama lived there, she didn't have hot water. She didn't have a bathroom. Mama didn't have it. But she's got it now. In that land where the roses never fade, in that land of unfading beauty, that land where the tree of life blooms forever, that sweet land, Mama will have a brand new house, eternal in the heavens, and Mama will live forever because she took that look to Calvary. I took one look at a place, stand with me. Just one look made a difference in me. I'll never, never be the same since for me stood the shame. I took one look and forever I'm free. I sit on that little old slab no bigger than this pulpit. I mean, about a 30 by 40 inch slab. That was the front step of that one room long cabin that we lived in till I was in 11th grade. Off and on. Mom and Dad had been fighting, and it was bad around the house. I sat on that front slab with my dad and I said, Daddy, your problem is sin. You need to live for God. Daddy cried. He said, Son, I can't live for God. Second time we got him in the altar down here, I was down by him praying for him, trying to get him to believe God. He said, Son, I can't get a hold of God. We rejoiced that he didn't quit praying, though. My wife and I went down one night. Dad was praying. She said, he's praying. He closed his prayer like this, in Jesus' name. Went to bed. It's the only hope of God. The only glimmer of light. But Daddy will have a better home. Amen. Jesus is the only hope for Kosovo. Jesus is the only hope for the Albanians. Jesus is the only hope for all of Macedonia. Sin is a problem, and the blood's a cure, and the door's wide open tonight. Hallelujah. I didn't know I was so wrong, so I said I'd get along without religion. I demand so much of me. But then I saw his blooded brow his back, his hands, his feet, and how his side flowed crimson. And they said it was for me. I took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look made a difference in me. Oh, I'll never be the same since for me stood the same. I took one look and forever I'm free. The door's wide open. God has opened it just for you. He's helping you to go through it. And he said, you can't even come except my Heavenly Father draws you. That's what you feel tonight. And he that cometh to me said, I will in no wise cast out. Tell the devil, devil, if he don't cast us out, he takes us in. And I'm in the name of Jesus. Come on. I took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look made the difference in me. Oh, I'll ever be the same. Before me stood the shame. I took one look and forever I'm free. I pray tonight. Call on him. Look to him. Beg him for help. His ears open to your cry, girl. His ears open to your cry, son. His ears open to your need right now. His ears open to the backslider. His ears open to the chronic sinner, the habitual, the addicted. Hallelujah. He can change that in a split second. He can change that in a moment's time without any withdrawal or anything. He'd make you a new creature. Praise God. There's power in the blood. There's victory in Jesus tonight. Oh, yes, I said I'd live my life of ease with its pleasures as I pleased. I was not worried what the future had for me. They made me look toward Calvary. Well, they said he hanged for me. I took one look. Lord, it changed it all for me. I took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look made a difference in me. Oh, I'll never be the same. Since I gazed upon that scene, I took one look, and forever I'm free. before you leave, I'd like to announce that Brother Callicott's meeting starts Tuesday with Brother Danny, and then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday they have day services. I'll probably be preaching up there Wednesday in the day service at Brother Callicott's convention. And Brother Greg Atkins starts this weekend for Brother Pascarella. Probably going down there tomorrow night to hear Brother Greg at least tomorrow night. And probably some more. Amen. But those are two big meetings that's going on. Brother Asher will be down at Brother Lee Stanton's at Latonia almost all the way through the month of April, till April the 18th, I think. Amen. So, Brother Asher's a revival down there. Remember all the meetings? Pray for them that God will help somebody to take that long walk to Calvary. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let's praise Him for what He's done, what He's going to do in the days to come.